immigrants who were brought to America illegally at a young age, shared their stories at a Suffolk Human Rights Commission forum this week. They spoke about the fear and anxiety in their communities as the Trump administration reverses Obama-era policies. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
Nelson Melgar came to America from Honduras when he was 13. He spoke about what it means to him to be an immigrant without documentation.
It means to have no leisure time. It means to have no rights, and it means being in a constant state of fear, both of the authorities and of the future. And there's no question in my mind that when I obtained DACA in 2012, everything became much better. And thanks to DACA, I no longer live in the shadows.
Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA, provides driver's licenses, work permits, and social security cards to immigrants who came to America illegally at a young age. But the Obama-era program is under threat as the Trump administration begins to reevaluate the policy. Laura Lemus arrived on Long Island when she was 6 months old. She qualified for DACA and spoke about how her life would change if it were dismantled.
That means I will not be able to drive. That means I have to give up my car. That means I have to give up my job, my salary, my benefits. The reason why I share all of this with you today is because we are here to try to be as loud as possible with our new president and remind him that these are lives, that these are our jobs, these are our day-to-day.
According to a report by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, more than 40,000 immigrants in New York have received protection under DACA. Rabbi Stephen Moss is the chairperson of the Suffolk County Human Rights Commission. He says any immigration reform would impact real people.
Laws are made to protect people and to give them the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the sad part of it is that we seem to have this development of laws right now which are denying people of those rights. And there's a lot of question as to the rights of people who are here, legally, illegally, but the bottom line is they're all human beings.
The event was organized by a coalition of Long Island-based rights organizations, including the Turkish Cultural Center, and the Long Island Transgender Advocacy Coalition. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.